Hello, everyone, and welcome to Global Expression Podcast.
Okay. Welcome to the Global Expressions Podcast.
Ooh. Yay!
Where we get to hear stories about international students and like specific issues we talk about. Our topic for today is, drum roll, travel!
Let's go.
So all four of us are from different parts of the world. And this episode is basically us trying to share a bit of home with other people and like basically like, you know, just talking about where we grew up and where we traveled. And, you know, we hope that this episode will be a cultural exchange for us as well as you all that are watching. So to introduce myself, my name is Genevieve Chukwonye. I am a sophomore majoring in biochemistry. I have two hometowns. I'm from Abuja, Nigeria, where I grew up and where I was raised. And I am from England, United Kingdom, where I currently live.
Hey guys, I'm Duck. I'm a freshman in biochemistry. I'm from Hanoi, Vietnam. And
Hi guys, my name is Adil. I'm from Kyrgyzstan, Bishkek, and I'm studying integrative engineering. Yeah.
Hey everyone, I'm Han Zhiwei, and I go by Hank, and I'm from Yunnan, China. And thank you guys for having me here.
Yay.
And so glad to talk with like topic of travel. So excited.
Yes. All right. Let's get on to our first question. Which place is your favorite spot to go and where is it? So I haven't really traveled that much apart from like where I live. So I'm very biased to say that my favorite spot is home, and that particular home for me is Nigeria, because like Nigeria is such a vibrant country. There's just so much to do. The culture is it's so diverse, so colorful. You never know what you expect when you wake up in a day in Nigeria. I really love it. Yeah, I miss it terribly sometimes, but it's amazing. Yeah.
Right. Okay, whose turn?
Your turn.
Okay,
that's turn.
Why are you looking at
me? I mean, like, favorite place to travel. I haven't traveled abroad much. Mm-hmm. I only traveled twice, the UK and here, the States. Like between those, I'd say the UK, because like I had like it was the first time I went to another country, mm-hmm. So everything is like very new. Everything's like I was in summer camp, and it's really fun. I got to participate. I got to like go to field trips. I go to Chester. I go to Liverpool, and like the UK left a very good impression.
Yeah.
But like domestically, I'd say you should go to like Da Nang. It's like a province in central Vietnam.
Oh.
It's like a coastal city, and it's very like it's like the perfect mix of like the peaceful. A peaceful place. And
I
like
heard about it. Is there like some mountain, like
yeah.
beside a sea?
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like
yeah.
Several like mountains, but like it's really beautiful.
Exactly.
Okay.
How many beaches? How is the beach like?
The beach? I mean, like it's a bit touristy. Like,
okay.
It's not that like polluted, like that kind of negative.
Yes.
But like it's a bit crowded.
Ah.
So it's not like completely clear water, like as it in yeah. like an uninhabited island kind of thing.
Oh yeah, I keep mentioning every time I think about beaches, I keep mentioning Ocean City, New Jersey. I know you've probably heard me say it multiple times, but I am going to emphasize it because I feel like that is the most by objective standards, the best beach I have ever been to. And that says something, because I've only been to one beach, and that is that. So,
okay.
No, I love Ocean City, New Jersey. It holds like a key memory in my heart. Forever.
Like summer vibe with friends.
Yeah. So if you're here over the summer, go to New Jersey. Right.
So yeah, talking domestically, I would go to Lake Issyk-Kul. It's a very gorgeous lake, like surrounded with the very tall mountains, and ooh. Also it's very salty, and it can actually heal your body, like from your injuries that you make, like. And I like also that there is a lot of beaches and a lot of place just to swim freely near the lake,
mm-hmm.
and. To internationally, I went to Thailand 2 times, and I really highly recommend to go there.
Oh, Thailand!
Yeah, although it's maybe very humid, but I like the food and lifestyle there. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who else has been to Thailand?
Me.
Yes.
Oh my god! Actually, Thailand is my favorite spot to go to. Maybe 2 main reasons is that one is like it's really close to where I live, so it's really convenient to take flight from my province to Thailand. It's like only take 2 or 1 hours
mm-hmm.
to Bangkok. It's really close. And second reason is like the beach there is wonderful. And I just cannot describe like how I feel in there. Just like it's just so great, and I'm feeling tranquil and peace while I just sitting beside the beach, and the sea is so clear and the sunlight just good. And also it's very cheap.
Oh,
that is really competitive.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like stand out from the world wild beach.
Yeah.
And Thailandese are so enthusiastic. It's like definitely if you guys have chance, definitely go to visit Thailand. It's definitely gonna be unforgettable.
Okay.
I'm like 1 country away from Thailand, and I've never visited Thailand before.
You need to.
Yes.
You have no excuse.
Oh my God.
You have no excuse. Go to visit. Yeah. I like that we all like beaches.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Beaches are so good. All right. A second question is, well, I mean, I feel like we kind of tied to this. You know, it says, like, why is it your favorite place? Like, I feel like we kind of already answered
yes.
that, but if there's anything yeah. anyone likes to add, now is the time.
It's true.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I can go first actually, because I live in a like mountain city, so I'm very familiar with like the view of mountain
yeah.
and also lakes, like such as stuff. So that's why I'm so excited to visit sea and like seaside.
Ooh,
and beach.
Yeah.
So and I just love to visit sea since I was young, because like I don't know, maybe my mom and my dad is also excited about like being beside the seaside, so it's like somewhat family heritage, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I guess so, but like it's really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right, does anyone want to add anything, because we are moving on to the next question?
I think we should move on.
All right, let's
okay.
move on to the next question, guys. Right. What is your best memory of your favorite place? I'll go first. For the UK, I would say my best memory was the last few moments before I moved over here for my undergrad. Because, you know, I was done with my national exams and my parents were just like, okay, we're going to spoil you. We're going to just take you out. We're just going to let you have fun before you move off to America. So we went to London. We went sightseeing actually in London. We went to my parents' friend's house. We had authentic jollof rice. We had really good food. And then the day before my flight, we hosted a party. Like my sister's birthday was the day previous to that day. So my parents thought that, you know, they should like combine celebrating me and my sisters in the same
mm-hmm.
day. So that's what they did. So my sister invited her friends. My mom comes from a huge family. Like when I mean huge family, I mean like 9 siblings.
Oh, that's
so
much?
She.
Wow. Okay.
So the her siblings that were in the UK, like she invited them over. She invited my grandma, and it was a wonderful time.
Wow.
And so, yeah, I really loved that moment.
Ooh.
Because I got to spend time with my family. I got to spend time with my friends. And you know, now that we are so absorbed in college and studies, yeah. we don't really get to see much of our family unless we go home. Yeah. So that was really, really key. That was really, really that
sweet
was a
timing,
key.
Sweet
yes.
spot,
okay, sweet memory for me. Yeah.
I mean, like, is it like favorite memory?
Yeah.
I don't think I have like a typical memory. It was like, yeah. boom, it was like this is it. But like,
yeah.
but like, I think like in the UK, it was like the first time. Like I said, it was the first time I go abroad,
mm-hmm.
and I went like halfway around the earth.
And halfway around the earth.
I mean, like it's not halfway.
Yeah.
But. Yeah. And I went to a summer school.
Yeah.
And I was in a small campus kind of thing. It's even smaller than Lafayette. But I already felt like it's but like in my mind it's like this is so big. Like there are like mm-hmm. buildings around here and there, and I got like a bit like nerdy, and I'm too excited for the science building.
Yeah,
it was like this big T-Rex, like fossil model kind of thing.
Dinosaurs are cool.
Then there's a periodic table on the wall with like little elements,
like the actual elements.
Yeah, like the actual elements placed in like little cubes.
I think someone
in social media is selling that, but I don't know if it's authentic.
Oh yeah.
Definitely not sure they're ready.
Like for oxygen, you just put nothing.
Don't.
Okay. Don't. So okay. Does that make you like fall in love with chemistry, Doug?
I mean, not really, but like
really as a biochem major.
I mean, it left a very good impression.
Okay.
But
okay.
I had plenty of other reasons.
Okay, that's
and,
fair.
Yeah, like I said, I went to Chester, I went to Liverpool, and. If you know me, I spend like whenever I spend money, I never stop.
I have to buy
a lot of stuff.
Okay, that makes sense.
I got to buy a lot of stuff, a lot of souvenirs, and I had a good time.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah,
that's interesting. So, I'm a swimmer, so I love swimming, and I think the best part of it was like on the sunset with the light rain. Ooh. I was swimming in the lake like 5K. And it just was so gorgeous. Like, it was sunset with a light rain surrounded by mountains.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And I accidentally met my friend there.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Okay. I just bumped into him while swimming.
Oh.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's just something I can't describe, especially with the light rain. It's like...
Is it your favorite memory because of the friend?
Maybe.
Kind of true, yeah.
And also, you know, the silver lining is just like, make you feeling like light is coming.
Yeah. And also, I loved driving my car as well. So it was the last time before flying, I drove my car on the highway,
mm-hmm.
like 150. Or 160. It was last time I drove it, and then
wow. Okay.
All right, I'm done.
Okay. Yeah. It's a sweet vibe. For me, I would like to say the best memory of trip maybe is like once I visit Hokkaido with several of my friends, and it's in winter. It's actually this year, but like spring. So in winter, it's like it's snowing outside, and we visit a town, and it's pretty crazy that we can't even find any like staff in the hotel. It's not actually a hotel; it's like a host of some person's family. So, so we just like kind of like I don't even know how to describe it. It's like run out of storage. Like there's no supermarket beside, and we have no place to go to get food or something. And we just like it's actually pretty crazy that we do have a kitchen, so we just like kind of grab all of our cookies and some of like fast food like that, and we made a sort of dish, and it tastes actually good. I don't know, maybe because we didn't eat like for a day, so that's why it tastes really good. But it's a really good memory with friends.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. I'm really glad you shared that. Right. The next one, we're going to delve into the money aspect of traveling. How expensive it is to travel back home? For me, honestly, it kind of depends on like what someone determines expensive to be. Because like my family is not rich, so I would say like it's pretty darn expensive to travel back. But we have like some discount code with American Express, so that lessens things for us. In pounds sterlings, I would say around 700-800 pounds for a round trip back home. I don't really know the price from here to Nigeria because it's been a long time like that I've left Nigeria, and I've never ever looked at the pricing. So I would say, yeah, it's pretty expensive, which is why I only go like when I need to, which is during the holidays, because I can't go a full year without seeing my family. I need to see my family. So I go every holiday, every winter break, every a little bit for summer break, if I don't have like a summer opportunity here. So, yeah.
I mean, like, Vietnam is like very cheap to travel, but not for me because I live there. I think the flights, like the round trip flight from United States to Vietnam, it's cheapest is around like $1,700.
Oh, okay.
And it could range from like 2,000 or like 2,500. But I mean, like, if I think that's like travel, like flying. But if you guys want to like,
oh, what if like we ignore the cost of flight, just like
ignore the cost of
flight?
Yeah,
just rate like how you're like living cost in the area.
Living cost.
Ooh, actually, that's actually a good thing to know.
I mean, living costs for foreigners, living in Vietnam is heaven. Like, everything's like, I mean, like, okay, for example, like a bag of chips here costs like $3, right? The bag of chips in Vietnam only costs like $1. Or like, $1 for like a big bag of chips.
Yeah. It's actually a like little fun facts about like white people in Vietnam is like, once you retire from Europe or America, you go to Vietnam and spend. Or maybe you're like a homeless, where like, but like you're a U.S. citizen, so you can get aid from government. So you can use that money to have a good life in Vietnam. Yeah. And that's why there's a lot of white people who live in Vietnam.
Okay, this is a funny thing. It's not that related to travel. But like, I got an Apple Music subscription. Like, like the student subscription here is like $5.
Yeah.
But I still kept my Vietnamese account.
And how much was that?
And it still got the Vietnamese price. It's only like 1.3 something.
Oh, it's like free. Oh my god.
And I'm really grateful.
You've got to sign me up for that.
Yeah.
You'll be the only reason why I will switch from Spotify to Apple Music.
It's cheap. Okay.
But yeah, I mean, if you want to live in Vietnam, it's a very nice option.
Mm.
Price is very cheap.
Yeah.
Except for if you want to fly or something.
Yeah.
Are we talking about cost of flying or
cost of like
actually both, if you can.
Kind of.
Yeah.
So domestically, cost of flying is really cheap, to be honest, because we don't have many destinations and the travel distance is actually very short. So there is no like, there's nothing hinders from buying ticket to another city. And about cost of living, I think I found very similar pattern with Doug, because I feel right now I feel here so poor, and I just miss my country with their prices. Like chips, for example, is just less than dollar, honestly.
Yeah.
Cost of living also cheap, everything is so cheap. And in our country, like, we don't have any ads at all, like YouTube ads.
No ads.
Seriously?
I guess we are not monetized yet by like those big companies, so we just don't have anything there. Yeah.
Okay, sign me up for Kyrgyzstan.
Yeah, it's like a free premium.
Sign me for Vietnam for Apple Music and then Kyrgyzstan for YouTube.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Internationally, it's really expensive to go somewhere. For example, to get here, it would be cost $2,000 to get to US. Ooh. It's just one way trip.
What? Yeah. Oh my God. Okay.
It just depends on the date as well. Yeah. If you travel during, if you're gonna travel during like students coming to the United States, it's always gonna be expensive. So yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. For my hometown, it's actually really famous because it has a like standout weather all around the country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like during the whole year, even like in the summer or winter, it's still gonna keep like 9 to 17 degrees, which is like really nice. So a lot of people in my country travel in my province. And I would like to say cost to trip and living there is actually not that expensive because I don't know what is that like a like sort of general thing in Asia country, because I feels like when I since I've like been there like in US, everything start to become so expensive once I add the exchange rate. I was like, what? Seriously? So basically one meal swipe here can eat a really great hot pot in my province. And like one meal swipe can make you maybe live like for a week in my hometown. If you eat like somewhat the really local like snacks and like homemade food, and it's really cheap and it's really good. So I feel like it's kind of like low cost to trip in my country and my province. Yeah.
You make me miss hot pot.
Yeah, oh my God.
Yeah. I would say to like stay in Nigeria, I mean, accounting for inflation, things are getting harder by the day. I will say if you're coming from a more like developed country like America or United Kingdom, the exchange rate, like the pounds or dollars to naira rate, is like high. So you would be very okay with like staying in a hotel and like sightseeing around Lagos, whatever. I would say the same thing for the UK, although the dollar is slightly weaker than the pounds, but you'll be fine. The UK is very small, so be like you don't really need a car. You can
take train,
do train, bus. You can do just fine with public transportation.
It's really famous, actually. UK train. Yeah. Really famous.
You can do just fine with public transportation as opposed to here in the US. Okay, so very rapidly, how frequently do you travel? Starting with you.
Okay, we're switching up, right? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I think I probably answered. I said, like, I travel every holidays.
Oh, so I see. Yeah. I mean, internationally, I, like I said, this is the second time. I never traveled, like, abroad. But domestically, I travel like every holiday. Like, my family, like, they, like, besides from going to, like, to my hometown, visiting my grandparents, they also, like, visiting, like, other places around the country, like, in the central, in the central and the southern region. And we went, like, all over Vietnam. And yeah, I think that's it.
Yeah, so... so I usually travel because of swimming competitions. So it's like 2-3 times per year. Yeah. But right now, I'm staying up here, so I probably just gonna travel across US. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I usually go with family vacation somewhere like once a year. So yeah. Domestically, I travel every weekend. I would say I travel every day. Because I'm still exploring my city, my nature, like everything near us, because we have a lot of nature and mountains, lakes, everything. So, yeah, for me, it's just every day's journey.
Yeah, yep.
It kind of makes sense. For me, I think it's kind of frequently, because my family, like my parents, they're really passionate about traveling. So every time they travel, they just bring me with them. So that's why I went to a lot of country. But like for some points, I don't have like specific memory for some of like place I've been to because I was too little at the time. But like for frequency, I might travel like internationally maybe for like once a year, which is more valid, I guess so. But like that is like after middle high school.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. How often do you swim again? Do you like...
How often do I swim?
Do you swim competitively like while...
Yeah, I used to swim like... it's hard. 2 times per day.
Oh, really?
2 times per day?
Yeah, it's like 10, 12 per week.
Really?
We're in the... the presence of a pro swimmer right here.
You should have been.
He's gonna make it to the Olympics, guys.
Wait, actually, why you don't register to be a like student athlete here?
Because the issue is I need to swim faster to get.
I mean,
like,
we have four here. You can do it. Huh? You can do it.
Yeah.
Did you sign up or like?
No, I asked coach. He said like you should swim a little bit faster to get there.
Just join in. Oh my god! And it's such an opportunity. No. Oh my god!
Although it's very good opportunity, but I'm kind of. I don't want to wake up at 5.
Fair enough.
Every day. You have to wake up every day.
Every day?
Yes.
That's insane. Okay.
All right, kudos to you, because I am a terrible, terrible swimmer. Not put me in the water and I'm going to drown. Yeah. All right. We are nearing the end of our question list. So our next question is basically ranking the countries you've been to so far and why you ranked those countries. So I'm very bad at ranking stuff because there's just so much to think about. I'm going to put Nigeria at the top because, like, it's, although I have 2 homes, it's my longest. It's like the place I've been living the longest. And all the values, all the experiences and all the memories I have is from Nigeria. Nigeria is vibrant, crazy, and beautiful. So I'm just gonna put it on the top of the list, and then I'm gonna tie US and UK for second. A lot can be said about those countries. The UK, number one, public transportation. Number two, London. Number three, everything is in walking distance. The US, Dorney Park. Cool. If you guys don't know what it is, it's in PA. Wonderful amusement park.
Ooh.
I love it so much.
Okay.
US has a lot of places, and the US is much bigger. So, like, there's a lot of stuff to do every year. You guys, I guess, like seeing all my new friends that I made over the course of my time at Lafayette. So yeah, I'll put that for a second. And then on fourth place, I would say France. Only, ooh. Hold on, wait.
Okay.
Only because the only reason why I was in Paris was for a layover flight.
Oh.
So it's not a bad reason.
Okay.
I just did not like tour around Paris. I was just there for like 5 hours and then I was on my way back.
Were you like staying in the airport, or were you going around?
No, I wasn't. We slept in the airport. Like, we landed and then we were like, okay, we need to be on guard because the next flight is in 5 hours. So we just basically sat down in the waiting area and slept.
Oh, like, okay. Did you see anything from the airport?
I was even looking for the Eiffel Tower. I did not see it. I did not see it.
Okay.
No.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Should I pass it around? Or like
that's fine, yeah.
Okay. Hank, can you help me?
Wait, what?
Oh. I'm going to answer a bit later because my list is super short.
Okay. Honestly, I would like to rent... obviously home the first. It's like because you're from that place, so that place is important to you, like sort of stuff like that. And you know, like friends and family there, so they just make you feel like safe and insecure. Secure. And for trip experience, honestly, I like the Tokyo and Seoul vibe, sort of, for a city.
Yeah.
And for town or island, must be Thailand, which is so nice. I just can't remember. And also, I just flashback a bit. It's like only take maybe $30 to fly to Bangkok from my city. Ooh. So that's really cheap. That's why I said it's like a good suggestion to trip to Thailand. And maybe third place would be maybe New Zealand. Cause I didn't explore this country that much. I basically travel with my family, and my family travel with a bunch of other guys I don't know. So we just, it's like just be in that place, not actually explore. So I guess that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, and maybe Russia. Russia is really good.
Russia.
Yeah. Oh yeah, Russia is for soccer game there in 2018. It's World Cup, but at the time I was nine, I have no idea about soccer stuff. I support France at the time because I think the flag of a country looks better. I was a kid at the time, and I guess that's all.
That
really nice.
Do you want me to go first?
As you would like.
Okay. Ranking. I mean, like I said, I'm gonna be biased. I'm gonna rank Vietnam first.
Yeah.
Because I'm in the States here. When I go on the streets, at this point, I feel so cold.
It's really fair. Oh my god.
I feel like everybody from Africa or Asia is probably with
you. Yeah, it's definitely depressing.
I've been here longer than you guys, and I'm still not used to the cold.
Oh my god.
I don't know if you guys know, but we suffer at 15 degrees C.
What? Wow.
Like below 20 we consider cold. And it's below 20. It's like that high.
Oh my god.
We're 20 degrees Celsius?
Yes, 20 Celsius.
Okay.
And yeah, I miss the tropical climate, and there's a lot of places that I can go to. And I live in the city, so it's very affordable.
Yeah.
Not affordable, but everything's very close. I can and also I have a motorbike, so transportation is very easy.
Mm-hmm.
Eastern, not very much so. I can only walk or take the bus. And sometimes if you don't tell the bus driver, they're going to charge you.
Yeah.
Oh.
And, So I'm gonna rank Vietnam first, and then the UK because it's the first place I've been outside. It left a very great impression. I mean, I've particularly never been to London before. If you said London,
the next time you go to the UK.
Yeah. I should have stayed in London, but I was in middle school. I can't do that.
Yeah, I understand. There's so many other places in the UK that are, there's so many Greenlands and so many countryside or out of the city life areas. But London is it's kind of how people really emphasize Paris for France.
Oh yeah.
I would say London for that. Just go visit London. There's so much to see. And
there's so
much
stuff to do in London. I mean, long story short, Vietnam, the UK, the US. Not because the US has leave me a bad impression, but I'm new here. There's so much more to see and
yeah.
I'm gonna switch to
UK.
Yeah, so I think every country has their own special properties. So I'm gonna rank them which properties are you wanna see them. For example, if you want nature, mountains, and everything related to nature, you should definitely visit Kyrgyzstan. And if you really want delicious food, I encourage you to go there. If you want to just see clear roads, everything's so clean. I would suggest you go to Belarus or Russia.
Okay.
Yeah, because they are really clean countries. For me, as I seen. If you want to go to family vacations, I would highly suggest go to either Turkey or Egypt. Because it's really hot there, and they have everything for families and children. They just have hotels with included pools, like playgrounds, and etc.
Yeah.
That sounds really good.
If you want to see luxury, like
luxury,
nightlife, I would strongly suggest you go to United Arab Emirates.
I want to go to Dubai. My dad has been to Dubai. I want to go to UAE and I want to explore.
Okay.
Yes, definitely. Dubai
It's on my bucket list.
Yeah, okay. Dubai is very nice.
Definitely. Speaking about UAE, honorable mentions China.
honorable mentions.
Okay, first is China. I went to the northernmost part of Vietnam, and China's only a river.
Yeah, I know that province.
Two sides of the river. Vietnam's on one side, and China's on the other. I see the gate, the China gate, the gate there. And that's okay, that's China. And then UAE, I mean, it's just layover. The Dubai airport. I wish they placed it in the city so I can see the Burj Khalifa and stuff. But yeah, there's not much view from the airport.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay.
Honorable
Fair
mention.
All right. Thank you so much for that honorable mention.
Can I ask one more thing?
All right, fine. Okay. Let's hit it away.
Some of my time.
I'm really sorry.
If you want everything that I mentioned above, you should visit Thailand.
All right. Such a very, very nice time to, very nice place to wrap it all up and say a huge thank you for joining us on this episode of Global Expressions Podcast, where me, Doc, Adik, and
Hank.
We cannot forget Hank.
Yeah.
We are here to talk about travel, and I'm so glad you've been able to join us. I hope you really enjoyed this episode, and so long, farewell, of we just saying goodbye. I love sound of music.
And also thank all of our group mates.
Right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you so much.
Right.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya.
Please don't cut my lines. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the Global Expression Podcast presented by the EAP Center and CIDLS. We appreciate your time, and we look forward to continuing these global conversations in our next episode.